Clearing illness and habits. To begin with, illness can be cleared by learning to listen to and accept what body is trying to say to you when you are ill. Understanding these messages without subjecting your body to preformed opinions gives your body a most needed feeling of acceptance in place of the feeling that it is you dominating and controlling your body, or that your body is against you and that you must defeat or banish illness as though it is some kind of sabotage by your body. Illness is not sabotage. It is the body's statement that it is unable to continue holding blockages to my loving light and also maintain health. Messages from your body can take many forms. Your body may want and need many different things. Attuning to and accepting these messages can help you to regain the balance that enables illness to disappear and health to prevail. However, this statement does not mean that you need to heal everything without whatever help you feel you need, that you must go the entire way with the first illness that appears, or blame yourself if this is interaction with your body is more than you feel able to master right away. Unconditional acceptance and love means accepting whatever state of imbalance you have with your body and understanding it as the reflection you need in order to notice and heal your imbalances without judgment about how spiritually evolved you are or are not. Being conscientious and doing what you can each time will carry you toward balance. A way to work with healing in this way is to give the dis-ease your full attention by breathing into and bringing your consciousness into the distress rather than blocking it, ignoring it, or masking it with medication. See if you can feel what is going on in this distress. Ask your body what it needs to restore balance. You can encourage your body to communicate by letting it know that you have acceptance for its pain. You can apologize to your body for overriding and ignoring it. Becoming aware of beliefs you have been holding about your body and what it needs and releasing them is another helpful part of any shifts you make in the way you have been treating your body. When you receive information from your body, do what is asked and see the results. If complete healing is not reached, you can repeat this process until healing is reached. This practice can evolve your ability to listen to your body and to bring it the healing it needs. When treatment seeks to cure by suppressing symptoms, balance is not truly restored. The practice of suppressing symptoms is not the way body heals itself. The practice of ignoring how body feels or taking drugs for pain can often obscure early symptoms so that the person is not aware of the problem until it is acute and advanced. These denials can allow the imbalances that produce dis-ease to go unnoticed until the symptoms have had to demand attention by becoming intense. As a result, healing can take a tremendous amount of time, energy, concentration, dedication, and also money. It is really much easier to pay attention to body and deal with imbalances in the beginning stages, than to wait until your body is seriously challenged. If balance can be restored while symptoms are still at subtle levels, dis-ease may not need to appear. Modern science has been spending a lot of time and money searching for the cure for dis-eases, but has not usually identified the cause as internal spiritual imbalance. Illness can provide opportunities for clearance of more than just physical symptoms. The need for this sort of clearance always gives warnings in some way. You can help yourself by paying attention to how you feel about having to interrupt what you have been doing in order to respond to warning signals. Although most people have had a habit of ignoring such warnings and also of suppressing symptoms until the body is holding so much that symptoms are only the tip of the iceberg of undermined will. Lack of loving acceptance for parts of the self originates every imbalance that manifests in the body. When these imbalances become more than the body can handle, physical problems arise. This is when the pathogens can multiply into illness. Denial creates energy blockages, and blockages create stagnation, which can be hospitable to disease organisms. These blockages are places where my loving light is not very present or not present at all. Disease organisms have always been present as physical manifestations of denial. To find full healing, you need to find the cause, not only in your physical body, but also in your consciousness, or lack of it. Symptoms can help you find their cause. If you want to receive and understand their messages in order to find full healing, symptoms should not be routinely relieved or suppressed. Treatments that only address symptoms do not bring a full healing. However, this does not mean that symptoms should never be treated. Treating symptoms while also seeking the cause is different from suppressing them so that you can ignore them and go on as you were before. When imbalances manifest as physical problems, there are many feelings involved that need exploration. All of these feelings need unconditional acceptance. However, mentalizing feelings by only taking about them is not the way full healing is going to take place. The more you attune to and express from will body in the ways they want and need to express, the more you will be able to clear before illness or unpleasant experiences manifest as an attempt to bring clearing. Even though some diseases indicate drastic imbalance, the idea that certain diseases are fatal has been accepted by many only because the way of treating them has been to deny the message of the body and treat body like it is something to manipulate. Instead of seeking to restore the balance, this approach has attempted to suppress all symptoms, and then body is rendered incapable of healing. Body has its own free will to decide if it can heal now or not. No person needs to die from illness if body has another option that is real for it. If you are seriously trying to align, body will not die unless it needs the option of rebirth for full healing. Many people have felt guilty if they have begun to think that they have caused their own dis-ease. It is important to have self-acceptance for whatever form your lessons take, and compassion for yourself for wherever you are on your path, and for whatever you are able to evolve. Love and compassion, coming in place of old misunderstandings, can bring healing. No matter how far you are able to progress toward full healing, continuing to seek the cause and working with your problems is a healing path. When there is the balance needed for health, an individual's energy is freed to create something other than dis-ease. Health is an offering to spirits who can understand the way to live in the physical plane on earth. The other abilities of right use of will are based on a foundation of good health, because a body blocked by imbalance cannot express the capabilities inherent in balance. Health can be the permanent state of affairs when spirit and will balance unconditionally in the heart. The practice of right use of will may at first bring forward illness because a suppressed will is bound to have suppressed symptoms, which body has had to hold. If imbalance is not rectified, illness is healed only temporarily. The fear with which society has surrounded illness and death is a conditioning in need of strong attention. So many people have come to feel that illness is inevitable and that all must die of something, that the energy field emanated by these deep-seated beliefs has actually been perpetuating itself through the acceptance of it as inevitable. Even though health is the way, it has not been the way for such a very long time on earth that it has appeared as though no one any longer still believes that this really is the way. More immediate than regaining health for some people is the need to examine habits that are running the body down. Another way to look at this is to make a choice between living as you are for a short time and living long if you are willing to grow and make the changes necessary for good health. Once again, this is a matter of personal choice. Right use of will offers the opportunity of enjoying life to its fullest. This is what many people say they are doing when they indulge in habits. Habits appeal to memories of having felt good, but habits actually set the body up for physical death. Habits are a problem because they override the sensitive response of body to a particular situation, and instead impose a ritualized behavior that a person has used in the past, whether the present calls for the same response or not. Response from habit precludes response that is attuned to the particular situation. Habits are to the body what judgments are to the awareness. Both have rigidity. Habitual behavior is a judgment that what was called for once is also called for now, and therefore, no growth or change has taken place. In the same way that judgments stop and control the evolution of the consciousness, habits stop and control the evolution of the body. Just as all levels of the body are run down by rigidity that suppresses the vibration, body is run down by the rigidity of habit patterns that lack sensitivity to its changing needs. The reasons for the habit need to be found and then accepted and understood, not condemned and disciplined away. The body and the body's actions remain in balance unless the person is willing to respond to the true needs of the moment rather than taking a habit learned in the past and projecting it onto the present because it seems to apply. All habits need attention. For many, such as ways of breathing, making love, eating by the clock, reacting to situations without fully perceiving them, first and also, habitual verbal responses can be easily overlooked. Encouraging the self is more healing than forcing the self, holding the self back, or suppressing the self. Dictatorship to end habits is another form of suppression. Habits can only really be released when the person is ready to see why the habit is there. All of the emotions and beliefs around the habit need to be accepted and allowed to express so that they can participate in the person's spectrum of awareness. Body also needs to express its feelings about habits. If habits have been suppressing the communication, but intent is to end the habit or overriding parts of the self, letting habits lapse to find out what has been suppressed can be helpful. The feelings underneath habits are often feelings that are being denied by the person who is using habits in place of true response. There is also present a habit of avoiding feelings. In this case, the person needs to look at the habit of avoiding feelings and decide if this is what they want to continue doing or not. All of the habits and appetites that people have thought they enjoyed have been judged against by various spiritual belief systems as harmful to spiritual development. List of things to avoid have included such things as alcohol, sugar, red meat, or any animal products, drugs, caffeine, marijuana, tobacco, sexual enjoyment, and extremes of any kind. An understanding needed here is that the problem has not been these things themselves, so much as the habit patterns and extremes of imbalance that have been so often associated with them. Substances have thought to be causal, but it is consciousness that is causal, and nothing else. For example, eating meat, and especially red meat, has long been thought to make people too dense to receive spiritual illumination, and yet it is not the causal here. The desire and need to eat meat has accompanied the consciousness needed to eat it. As loss of vibratory rate increased on Earth, density on the physical plane increased. Nourishment must match the vibratory rate of the consciousness taking it in. In not understanding what was causal here, many judgments have been made, and many have tried to break out of habits, for example, giving up meat, by using discipline and control. This method only causes the habit pattern to change its form. Breaking out of habits may look like a stumbling block to many, but realizing the goal and seeing habits for what they are is going to allow the process through which they can drop away. The immediate goal is to free yourself emotionally, which will enable you to feel better, to be more free, and to enjoy life more. Once you begin this path, you may find that the gratification of finding acceptance for parts of yourself that were formerly suppressed is gradually and steadily replacing your need for your habits. Many people have thought that right use of will is too difficult to do, or means giving up habits in a spirit of sacrifice or self-denial. However, whatever you can do toward freeing your will is not as difficult as living in a body that has to hold the blockage, resistance, denial, and rigidity of an imprisoned will. The loss of vibration can produce intense symptoms in the body, which draws attention to these held places. Even though many have been intimidated by their symptoms and have felt they must take medicine to suppress them, this is also an opportunity to deeply connect to body. Feelings of being unable to receive body's messages or understand them adequately enough to balance the body are the result of a long-standing gap between spirit, will, and body. This gap will resolve with practice, and the feelings of fear will dissolve as success gives confidence to the process. If the fear is overpowering the ability to receive body's messages and respond to them, reassurance can be sought from others. However, reassurance only helps if you also seek your own feelings, rather than abdicate to another's reality. Feelings of confidence and fear both need acceptance. They need to be allowed to bring understandings through the process they generate. Fear could be hidden in habitual dependency upon your helpers. The origin of the fear needs exploration and understanding. Do not judge in advance what the fear is. Feel the fear and let it give you the understandings. The release of any block improves clarity. Clarity improves communication. When you really listen to yourself, you can heal yourself. Then you can seek help in the spirit of confidence, knowing you need and want the help you request, rather than being dependent and confused because you don't know yourself. The undermining of free will on earth has been accompanied by another habit, the habit of looking outside the self for the answers. This habit has another aspect to it, that of denying your own will in favor of someone else's idea of what is best for you. This imbalance has opened the way for rules and generalized procedure because no one really knows what each and every moment calls for in someone else. This lack of attunement is a direct result of denying the will its right place. Freeing of the will to do what it is meant to do is going to return to each person the sensitive and appropriate attunement to the self and everything the self does. No amount of refining or improving standardized procedures, applied programs, rules, regulations, or for that matter, manners in ever going to come close to the individualized fine-tuning that free will has to offer. Your will is meant to guide you in this so that what is appropriate to any given situation is what you feel like doing and also do. When the will has been suppressed, it cannot give clear guidance. The will has become clouded by what it has had to hold. Habits are substitutions in the place of attunement and attempts to compensate for the loss of attunement. Because of past denials, will and body may not, at first, trust the spirit to be responsive and may not fully trust for quite some time. Since so many messages have been ignored in the past, some time and experience may be needed for will and body to believe that this pattern is really changing. If this is the case, it doesn't need to mean that you should give up. You can accept your feelings of wanting to give up and also continue on this path. Learning through experience gives the best understanding, and almost all individuals are holding conditions on learning through experience. Conditions limit growth in that they are judgments that can color perceptions of experience. Free will allows the evolution that can learn from experience, while the rigidity of judgments and habits creates repetitive experiences. A person's experience is their own individually unique experience and may or may not be the same as anyone else's. Learning from your own experience allows each of you to evolve in your own way. Learning in this way doesn't preclude the acceptance of advice or the sharing of observations and insights, and it allows everyone to be free. Your will needs to be allowed to recover and evolve with the rest of your being in order for you to experience and express the full gift of your spiritual presence on earth. The balance of spirit and will in the heart can be attained and can produce the health in the body that is the starting point for evolving in harmony with your outer reality. When there is balance, harmony, and joy accompanying the way of evolving, physical existence can be as enjoyable as any other plane of existence and can evolve to include all possibilities. You are able to do what you want to do when you want to be doing it, and for no other reason than that it is what you truly feel like doing. In the process of balancing, allow yourself to notice whatever attracts you. The spirit can see all possibilities. The will is meant to select what is right for the moment among the possibilities. The will does this through its feelings. Unconditional acceptance of feelings, including receiving input from body, then allows the maximum learning, evolvement, and attunement. Everything that is experience can be accepted as a part of the process you need in order to find this balance. As your spirit and will come into alignment, this increasing balance will allow you to see how predestination and free will are not in conflict with one another, because all people are destined to find the balance of free will. However, this is still a matter of personal choice. No one can make you free your will, and yet you cannot force your will to be a prisoner indefinitely. If freeing your own will feels like the path for you now, you are ready to do it. If you don't know, you can let free will unfold. If you don't want to free your will at this time, you can go on as you are and see how that really feels to you. Respect yourself here. There may be reasons that you are not ready. Respect for others is also necessary. Do not try to convince anyone else that they should take this path, have to take this path, or do this now. The gift that free will has to offer is for everyone, but at the time that feels right for each person.